so that, you know, we both walk on the end.
I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gang got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my appeals dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold
when you think about it.
He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it,
didn't even blink about it.
But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it.
Never left his public housing,
which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was
prepping him back then?
Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence.
Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstate for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
Yo, may he rest in peace.
Struck my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me. No imprisoned
danger.
Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time. Serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
We seek refuge in Allah, God, from the evil of the shaitan, the devil. And in the name of God, Bismillah, we are here tonight, point of impact. I greet you all with salam, peace, and I'm so grateful to be here with you all tonight. It's raining out here in VA and VA Beach, in Far Beach, you know what I'm saying? And it's a pretty cool night. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the rain. All praises to Allah for the rain.
Yes,
nurturing the earth and cleansing the earth. You know what I mean? That's my sister, y'all, my co-host. Y'all know who it is, Krista. Yeah, we batting heavy, y'all.
Hello.
We batting heavy.
How y'all doing?
You know what I mean? We ain't playing.
I'm
hey,
out
listen,
here
we got a beautiful
drop.
You got to... Well, we got a beautiful show tonight, y'all. And we're grateful to the Lord to be able to have this opportunity to be together and talk about some direct issues and have some direct talk and hopefully have some direct solutions. Listen, so, Krista, you want to tell us who's here with us tonight?
Well, tonight we were supposed to, have two of the gentlemen, founders of Freedom Over Everything, talk about, you know, the victim impact. But, you know, tonight we're going to take the show in another direction because they've been on lockdown for the last few days due to understaffing at Buckingham Correctional Facility. So last night we had a family night out, a baseball game that we had for the on behalf of incarcerated fathers. We took some of the kids out to a baseball game, and those who were formerly incarcerated was able to, you know, pick some kids out of the neighborhood and bring some families out to a base to enjoy a night out at a baseball game. So it was a beautiful thing. So I just wanted to allow them to elaborate and speak on, you know, their experience and things. I must say, you know, I got girls. So, you know, my daughters and myself, we very much have a very large group of friends in my house. It's kind of like the house that everybody wants to get away and chill at because I'm always cooking or I'm always entertaining the company. And I allow the kids to come to my house and hang out, especially the guys, because the guys would get into stuff in the street. So while they were hanging at my house, I was like, well, come on, let's go to a baseball. Y'all want to come to the baseball game? So I invited my daughter friends out too, and a lot of those guys was headed to college and finishing up high school. So while they were at the house, I was like, well, y'all can come to the baseball game as well. So we had a beautiful time out there.
Well, I did taste your Swedish meatballs and that seafood salad. So listen, that was the bomb. So I'm trying to get what's coming off the stove next. Stop playing with me. You know what I mean? Everybody else get a meal. I'm trying to get mine, yo. But look, do we have any our guest today? Is our brother Infant with us? Did he call in? Let me just remind everyone, please dial 1 so that we can bring you into the conversation. If you're calling in and you would like to contribute to the conversation or you're one of our guests, please dial 1 so that we can bring you into the conversation. All right? Now, how did the squirrels win the game?
You know what? I didn't even say it got really hot. It was really hot out there. So I don't even know how it ended. But I know it began really nice. They started off with the fireworks, and I was told that they ended with the fireworks. But I didn't stay till the actual end. It was getting muggy out there.
Okay.
So,
big shout out to my brother Edward Sims.
I think the Bugs won overall.
They will get you.
The mosquitoes was winning when I left.
big shout out to my man Edward Sims. You worked the fight, you know what I'm saying? They was out there and with you, and you know, once again, Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything, you know, Foe, and of course Cuffs, man, we in this battle together. We doing all we can for the community. Y'all remember, just to give you a quick ups, on August the 20th out here in Norfolk, we also have our first annual Community United Focus is having their first annual fundraising kickball tournament, okay, along with having a three-legged race for the youth, those 3 to 8, and those 9 to adulthood can register their teams. Just hit me or my program director, my director of programs, Ms. Victoria Spain, hit us on a DM to register your team. Each team, we ask them to pay $15. We will also, we're supposed to be having a fish fry. So we're going to have a lot for the kids to do, bounce house. And we got Connect Four game for the adults to play. It's a big Connect Four. So don't come out there sleeping. If you ain't on your game, don't come playing around, all right? So, you know what I mean? It's going to be real out there, you know. So come and join us. We're going to be doing a lot out there that day, so please come out and enjoy us from 11 to 4, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday the 20th. And then just to update you, on the 28th, the next following week, we're having a speakers event, and the theme is Till the War is Won. Till the War is Won, y'all. That's right. That's that joint Nas drop. Well, we feel that is applicable to our cause. Till the War is Won, Community United Focus, Freedom Over Everything, and also the Masonic Elijah Temple will be there to, you know, celebrate that night and talk about the issues going on in the community. We have Phil Willado coming in to speak from the Defenders of Justice in Richmond. We have my brother Ed Sims supposed to be speaking from Your Worth to Fight. And, of course, we're hoping to have Ms. Jackie Glass, delegate, come in and speak. We're trying to have a feature speaker, a brother by the name of Naeem Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Naeem Akbar. I'm hoping that he shows up. Many of y'all brothers know who I'm talking about, the elder, the sheikh, the chef. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be showing up, and he's going to be speaking on the primary issue of trauma impact, how trauma impacts men and women who are incarcerated. And so this is, you know, very, very important day. We're asking that everyone come out. It's going to be at the House of Consciousness in Norfolk, Virginia on 35th Street. You can take Granby Street to 35th Street, and you can get off, if you, you know, right there at 35th Street, and take 35th Street down, and it's you can't miss it, House of Consciousness. So join us on these events, and, you know, come and support the cause. Come and support the cause. And just so you, some of you know, there is an event also going on that same day in Hampton, Virginia. We're going to give big ups now to 40 Strong and Ignite Justice out in Hampton. Now, exactly where it is, the location, I'm not certain of that right yet, but theirs will be from 11 to 4. So you may have the possibility of attending both events if you move properly getting through that tunnel. All right? So I'm just going to tell you now, that tunnel, y'all know how the Hampton tunnel is. So, you know, check us out. But, sis, tell us more, like...
Ignite Justice, their event is at 1400 Tidewater Drive in Norfolk, Virginia. It's going to be at Shelters 4 and 5 at the Northside Park.
Okay, so they have one in Norfolk? Okay. Okay.
Yep, from 12, their event is from 12 to 4, and ours is from 3 to 6.
Yes, okay, fine. Okay, excuse me.
Yeah, so
we're most definitely going to be
like mayonnaise that day. We're going to spread ourselves all.
Yeah, we're going to be all over the place. Yeah. That's right, we're going to be out there. You know, the coalition is live, y'all. The coalition is live and putting it down. So, you know, y'all just be sure to show up and support wherever you can get to, you know what I'm saying, the closest event nearest you, get out and support it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you can make more than one event.
Yep. It's all about making families whole again.
Right. It's all about that. Absolutely. It's all about making families whole again. And it's definitely all about standing strong together till we get some resolution and get some things changed here. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
That's what it has
so
to be.
So we
got to
show up
you know,
for one another.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, thank you, sis, for reminding everybody what it's really all about. And I want everyone to understand, there was an article put out that, you know, I want to give mad respect to the NAACP, Economic Development Committee, and the local NAACP branch here in Norfolk for enlightening me. Thank you, Ms. President Stacy. There was an article placed out about the cities in the state of Virginia, most prominently talking about Norfolk, Richmond, other places, and how certain neighborhoods actually have a higher incarceration rate than the actual incarceration rate in the state. Can you imagine that? So the state of Virginia, okay, has a lower incarceration rate than neighborhoods like Huntersville in Norfolk or Jackson's Ward. Am I saying that right? In Richmond, right? Like, are you kidding me? See, these are the things that we really need to open our eyes and pay attention to. We really need to pay attention to these numbers, because even if the numbers are not maybe actually point head on, but it just tells you that there are a lot of disparities going on in our communities. You know, I'm gonna tell you, it is amazing to me and sad to me that you can literally be in Huntersville, hear some shots go off, and then there will not be not one police car come through. Not one. Not one police car. It's crazy, yo. But if you come out here to my neighborhood where I live, in the beach, you hear a gunshot come up out here, you're going to see patrol cars all through here. All through here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's insane. And who's on the line here? Who are we speaking with? Who
I got
there?
Brother Hassan on the line.
Brother Hassan?
Came to the game last night.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Peace, family. How you doing? Assalamu alaikum to you.
Waalaikum assalam, brother. It's a pleasure to hear from you.
Oh man, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be heard from, bro. It really
so
is.
So you want to share?
Yeah.
Now people may not know. Like a week ago, we was just enjoying a wonderful event with you, right? And your family.
Yes, man.
And we honored
it was
you
fabulous.
At the Freedom of. Yes, it was. I got it, man.
Yeah.
It was crazy nice, yo. So tell us how's the transition going, brother.
The transition is going very well, man. The magnitude of support that I've received and coming back home to my family and friends, extended family, it's been overwhelming, man. It's been nonstop. It's been better than anything that I could have ever imagined. And that's not to be said that I would hope that every man was able to be able to sow seeds to which he could reap the benefits of it at this point of his life, man. Because for to have that many people be there for me. It meant that somewhere along the line I was doing something right. And so, you know, you reap what you sow. And in all honesty, even though I did 23 years in prison, a lot of what I'm seeing right now has everything to do with the path that I've tread and what I've done to secure that future for myself, man. And so,
right.
You know, Never let it be at a loss for words when it comes down to talking about responsibility and accountability, man, and doing what you got to do for yourself, because you got to save yourself first before you can save anybody else. That's the reality of the situation. And so I'm so thankful, man, to have all this support around me. Going out last night with Freedom Over Everything and community and unity in action, right? Who else was with us, Krista? Of course.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. And then also Virginia Prison Justice Network. I'm there on behalf of the defenders, on behalf of Coalition for Justice. And all the other organizations within the network.
That's right.
So, man, it was beautiful. It was beautiful last night. The event went wonderful. I was there. It was three generations for me, my family, my father, myself, my brother, and my nephew. Oh,
yeah.
Man, it was beautiful.
Yes, sir.
It was wonderful, man.
Yes.
Like those are moments. And memories that we'll always be able to share, you know.
That's right.
And so
you know,
it was
funny.
Beautiful. Yeah, it was beautiful. The connecting of all the other youth that were there as well. It was really nice, man.
Uh-huh.
It was just wonderful. It was really good, man. It was wonderful, man. Wonderful.
I would like to touch on something you just said. You was and just emphasize that. You know, I have a quote. The battle itself must be won before the war against another could begin. And you was just saying how, you know, holding yourself accountable and governing yourself, you know. Can you talk to me a little more and to the people a little more about how important it was for you to redevelop and re-educate, recultivate yourself as a man so that you can come back to your family in a presentation of a man that they really haven't had an opportunity to see, even though they know the positivity is inside of you. Like, they had an opportunity, they're having an opportunity now to see this present individual. Like, can you talk more to that?
Yeah, man, I believe that, you know, I'm a true believer that forever is the next second, right? And and nobody is promised tomorrow. And so I'm a firm believer that, and I've come to learn that every minute, every second of every minute counts, right? Every second. Because nobody is promised tomorrow. There is no decree that say that you're going to be here tomorrow. So is it incumbent upon you to be doing everything that you can do to revitalize, to transform, to evolve within yourself today? Because see, tomorrow is not promised, and so you don't have the power to say, oh, I would do this tomorrow. No. See, only if the Most High wills it.
There you go. Come on.
Only if Allah wills it. And so, for me, I realized that every day I had to do something to evolve into a better man than I was yesterday. Every day.
Yes, sir.
And so every day I add something more into my repertoire, something more into my character as a man, so that I can stand on my own too and come back and do what I must, so that I can now then save my family.
And you know, it's very imperative, and that emphasis of understanding that the decree is only known by God. We, as you just said, we don't know what tomorrow holds. So, and it's, you know, one of the things that I strive to emphasize most importantly to people is that you don't know what moment, what second that, you know, that transition is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you have to be responsible for altering and changing that narrative of what was to what needs to be today. You understand? Because today is all you got. You understand?
That's right.
And it is very important. In my faith, it is expressed that you will hear a lot of times, you hear people say, inshallah, be it the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand that anything that you intend to do, and you're telling somebody what you intend to do, you should always say, be it the will of God, you know.
That's right.
Is because we don't hold anything in our hand. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We only hold those things in our hands that are tangible before us, and even those things, we really don't have control over them. We just can only actualize what we're able to. And I have an equation that I put out there a lot that I had learned from a brother named Rodney White from Richmond.
Yeah,
him and my man, Action Jackson, you know. But he used to say in the equation, he said this, E plus R equals O. Now, E is the event. We can't control the event. We don't know what event is going to take place and when it's going to happen and us being in that present event. But the R plus the R is our response to the event. You see what I'm saying? Which equals what? The outcome. You see what I'm saying? So it's very important, no matter what is going on, brother. And I thank you again for stressing that. Now, how is things transitioning for you as far as you getting yourself in place to do some of the things that you want to do? Like, can you share with us what some of your goals are right now?
Yeah, well, for one, you know, one thing I've learned about activism and the work that we do, right? This work is not a work that pays you a lot, right? This is not the type type of lifestyle as an activist or advocate, because you're doing what you love to help the people that you love. And so a lot of times you may not make the money that you would hope to have or that you would love while doing so. And so you always have to have a way to secure some finance for yourself. And so for me, one of the main things that I do, especially with guys that are coming home, is something that I've incorporated into my reentry program as it pertains to us being financially independent when we step out of prison. You know, because most of us don't come home with a lot of money. And so what I teach guys how to do is I teach guys how to invest their money. You know, I teach guys how to pool their resources, how to create an investment club through general partnership and then go into the broker or online brokerage firm, E-Trade, TD Ameritrade, Schwab, whatever you might choose, to secure your investment club. And then once you do that, you put your money in the account, and then you trade stock. And then you trade stock or you trade options, and you do that so that you can create more revenue for yourself, more profit, that you might be able to invest in other things. Maybe fund some of the ideas and some of the things that you have always dreamed about doing. And so this is something I've educated myself on for over 14 years.
I was just about to say, let them know how long you've been doing it. Because
yeah.
People think that you just started when you came home and you're just gaining all these things. You've been doing this before you came home. And that's what we try to encourage men to do. Start while you're incarcerated. Don't just sit around waiting for your chance to come home, but really build while you're waiting to come home.
That's right. That's right. You have to prepare yourself for the future that awaits you, and that's just the reality of it, is that a man only get what he strives for, and so for me, that meant that I needed to understand financial security. I wanted to understand economic independence. I wanted to know what it meant to be financially secure and to create generational wealth to replace generational poverty that so many of us have inherited over the years, because we're never taught exactly what to do to create that type of generational wealth in our family, to have children inherit something more than the hamster wheel that many of us are stuck on today. And so, this is something that I'm going to be doing religiously in the future, because beyond anything else, it takes financing to build a nation. And so if you're striving to rebuild your communities and do what's necessary for yourself, then you have to take initiative. And you have to do what you can. You can't wait on the government or nobody else to come through and help us do anything that we can do for ourselves.
And so
this is what's necessary in this day and time. For 14 years I've been studying, and I've had opportunities to control accounts from prison, and I've had opportunities to gain experience controlling my own account, so that I can understand how things go before I got here. Now,
right.
it's all a part of the process of putting it all together and making sure that everyone is able to follow me. And so I'm putting my platform and everything together right now, and then everybody's going to be hearing from me a lot more in the future.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Jay Shaw, do we have anybody else calling in? Is there anyone, Jay, that would like to join in on this conversation?
Oh, one second. Now that this, one second. 4852, you live.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Peace. Who are we speaking to? Greetings.
My name's Samir. I'm calling for KD in the Buckingham Correctional Facility. I was just calling, just listening. It's my first time. And said, brother, I fun. I appreciate the advice. I wrote a few things, man, about the swab and the advice on the little spot tips and things like that. And, just listening to y'all, had a good time. I got a long time to do. So I just appreciate the advice. And I want to get the addresses to the events y'all hosting in Norfolk.
Okay.
I think it's August 20th. August 28th.
Yes, sir. Yeah, August 20th event is at the Ballantyne Park. Ballantyne Park. And the event on the 28th is going to be at 11, from 11 to 4. And the event on the 28th is going to be at House of Consciousness on 35th Street.
What time would that be?
Brother Submit, that will be from 3 to 6.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Brother Samir, said that you have a lot of time. Are you presently incarcerated?
Yes, sir.
Okay, would you like to tell us, like, exactly how much time do you have left?
I have 20 years left out of a 35-year sentence.
Okay.
But it is a long time when it's taken away from your life. But yeah, I got 20 years left. But I done got me two trades. I don't even have a GED yet, but I have two trades.
Okay.
I'm trying to make my own little program.
Okay.
I was in a pod with a dude named Kevin Dickinson and little FOE. I guess it's part of the FOE, right?
Yes, sir. Freedom over everything. That's right.
Yeah. All right. So just looking at them and seeing them lead the way just helped me want to do my own thing. And, you know what I'm saying, just helped my youth. I'm coming from Chicago and being in Norfolk. And then I was hearing y'all was like, how you can hear shots and the police don't respond. That happened out there a lot, you know what I'm saying? So I'm used to that.
That's right.
When I heard that, I was like, dang, it happened out here too like that. I never seen that in Norfolk.
Yes, sir.
But, I've been gone for a minute, so it's like everything different. But, yeah.
Yes, sir.
How often will y'all be up here?
Well, we have not been able to come out to you know wherever you are, but we are very active with KD and Kevin Dickinson and OJ and Nadir. They handle the inside presence of the organization, and you know, we handle the outside presence with Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything, and you know, we keep it moving. We the foot soldiers out here while they the foot soldiers in there.
Yeah.
But I want to encourage you, brother, and I want you to know that, you know, right now you already doing what you need to do just by even making this phone call. You know, you already showing that initiative for change in your life. And I want you to understand that as long as you keep that initiative, you see, because it's not going to be easy, but as long as you keep that initiative unwavered in your heart, brother, you're going to succeed, okay? I myself just came home a year and a half ago. I did 25 years. You know what I'm saying? Brother Hassan has done 23 years. You know,
yes, sir.
Matter of fact,
yes,
most of the – you know, so most of the brothers that we are in brotherhood with, we have all had really life sentences. You know what I'm saying? So we understand your plight, and we understand, you know what I'm saying, your necessary needs.
What you can do,
what I like, you know, if it's possible, can you get with KD or one of them and let them know to send us in your information? And we will definitely, I'm sure Krista will be getting at you to help you establish an email and things like that with us, okay?
I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you for y'all's time for starting my call or whatever. When the next time y'all going to be on? Well, I can call back in and listen in.
We on every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We on 7 p.m. sharp every Sunday night. Be it the will of Allah. It's the will of God we hear every Sunday night, brother. Okay? And let other brothers know
that may need, you know, to reach out to us, you know, be sure to let them know, you know. And if you have outside support, you can tell them to go on to Facebook page or DM Derek Hansford, Malai Hansford, you know, or Krista Ellison. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And if you need to write those names down, just let me know, and I'll repeat them again for you, okay?
You say Hansford?
Yeah,
Hansford. Man, Derek with two R's, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, and Hansford, uh-huh. H-A-N-S-F-O-R-D. And then put in parentheses, Malai, M-A-L-I-E.
M-A-L-I-E?
Yeah.
M-A-L-I-E?
Hansford. You're right. Uh-huh. So when you pull the name up, put Derek Hansford in parentheses, Malai Hansford. And then that way you'll get me right. And then you got Krista Ellison.
Him and I spoke earlier today.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Appreciate
that. Now, Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, no. Hello. Wa alaikum assalam. You know, is there anybody you want to shout out to right now before you go?
Everybody. Everybody.
That's right. That's you, bro. Say what you got to say. We here to listen.
Oh, I mean, to the youth, to all my youngins in Norfolk, if anybody listening, man, y'all keep your head about that, man. Keep your nose clean. Stay out of trouble, man, because it's not where you want to be at, man. Y'all throwing rocks at the penitentiary, man. You don't want to be here because they don't want to let us up, all right?
That's right.
Love y'all out there. Right?
That's real.
Man, we love you too,
real.
Brother. We love you too. Man, that's beautiful. Thank
you
for calling it again, Samir. You know, and we hope to hear from you, you know, real soon. And like I said, we're here for you. Just reach out to us, okay, beloved?
All right, that's the best. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
now, Hassan, how does that make you feel, man, hearing from a brother, you know, like this brother Samir, man?
Yeah, on some real to real, man. Brother, one thing brothers got to do when they in that situation right there, man, and you facing that time and you battling and you striving to find a way to make it through to the next day, knowing that you have such a long journey ahead, man, one thing you have to do is you have to have purpose, man. You have to find purpose.
Yo,
right?
Right?
You have to find purpose in your life for something that's bigger than you and your circumstance at that time, man. Because if you allow the environment that you're in to shape you in this image, then you're going to be thinking really, really small. And so you have to allow yourself to see beyond your circumstance and never allow that to define your reality, man. And so for all brothers that's out there in prison that have these so-called extremely long sentences, man, take it from me, man. I did 23 years, and honestly, I came back out, and I'm back like I never left. But this is the truth though, is that I realized that so much time has transpired and has gone by that I can feel what was taken from me. And so what I have to do is I have to use that as a motivation, right, to accomplish a better next 23 years after the last 23 years that I served in prison. And so for all them brothers that's facing that time and that you striving to fight your way out of it, from up under it, through it, over it, around it, whatever you got to do to get by, man, you make sure that you find a purpose for yourself, man, and dedicate yourself to that purpose. And I'm talking about a righteous one, right? And when you dedicate yourself to that purpose, trust and believe this. If it's righteous, man, it will come to pass, man. Believe that.
Hello. That's right.
Believe that, man. Believe that, I'm telling you. If it's righteous, it will come to pass, man. So stop trying to find some type of scheme to get by or whatever you might think it is or whatever, right? Find you a righteous cause, such as brothers have organizations on the inside, man, that I've seen over the years. Freedom Over Everything is one of them. Virginia Prisoner of Conscience was another one. You know, you got other organizations on the inside, Kids Doing Biz, Trillionaire Academy, you know. I've seen many different organizations that developed on the inside that have been doing good work for a long time. You can do the same thing. Keep the tradition going, man, because we have to turn the prisons into schools of learning, institutions of learning, and not punitive penal institutions. This is not how corrections, or what they call corrections, is supposed to be. We know that this is currently modern-day slavery, so the way that we defeat that is by not falling victim to that stereotype and that stigma. And we start to create our own workshops, our own classes, our own programs. And this is what brothers such as myself, brothers such as Nadia, KD, this is what brothers are doing. This is what brothers have been doing. So shout out to all the brothers that are keeping the tradition alive, man, by turning penal institutions into institutions of learning, man. You know, institutions are a true liberation, bro. True liberation.
It's amazing, but you know, when I started my organization, Community United Focus Cuffs at Deerfield, you know what I'm saying? Community United Focus, man, just really blew up, bro. You know what I'm saying? To where we then came with the seminar program of man-to-man, maintain and nurture, and then we came with the drug program, What About Drugs? You know what I'm saying? Mm. Six steps towards success. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I was able
to
implement all these things on my own initiative with, you know, support from the brothers, where we would literally sit down at the tables, you know, in the day room, in the pod, you know what I'm saying, and have our sessions at times. You know what I mean? And
that's right.
This
that's
is
right.
what it takes. Or going on the yard, you know what I'm saying, where
yes,
we
sir.
Had the gang initiative,
yes,
by Brother Naeem Akbar and Dawood Kennedy.
Yes, right.
And you know what I'm saying, we had Brother Locks, who we had on Changing Gears. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
These are,
yes, sir.
Listen, I'm speaking of program, Brother Infinite's program. I forget the name, but Brother Infinite, like, it's so many programs that brothers have in the prison system, bro. You have other alternatives. So it's really about you changing people, places, and things while you're going through this experience, because the experience is even though it's designed to defeat you, Allah has placed you in the experience in order for you to be the victor. You see what I'm saying? But we got to stop playing the victim role, and we got to initiate in ourselves that opportunity of realizing that this is our opportunity to succeed. You know, and when I wrote the book Point of Impact, in the prison system, there was a counselor at Greensville named Miss Jones. And I remember bringing her the manuscript. And she was so amazed by the manuscript, and she said, you know what, I'm going to give you a lesson. She said, I want you to go back and rewrite this whole manuscript. And I looked at her like she was crazy at the beginning, like, what? And she's like, I want you to go back and rewrite the whole manuscript, and I want you to focus on, instead of saying we and things of this nature, she said, focus on I and you. And this way, the information of your book will be more towards an individual internalizing. You see what I'm saying? Because as they're reading, they're actually saying I or me, you know what I'm saying, or you, you know? So it's like, you know what I'm saying, I learned from being around different brothers like yourself who had implemented programs that I came up under. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So that's a valid point. And Brother Samir, we want you to continue. I'm interested to finally – I want to hear from you, Brother Samir, in the near future about what program that you create, brother. Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Sister Kristen.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm missing you right now. I know you got some energy you're trying
Listen,
to release on
you
this.
You already know when y'all get together. When y'all, I love the sit back and fall back and just listen to y'all. But one thing that Brother Samir said was, you know, to the youth, warning to the youth, because once you come in, they don't want to let you out. That right there is
right.
a very serious statement, and that like is like that. That pulls at my heartstrings because I know for sure that a lot of times people want clout. People want to be identified as someone who is not to be messed with or brave and strong. And brave and strong does not have to – you don't have to earn your stripes in that way of having jail time under your belt. You can earn your stripes in so many other ways of, you know, giving positive energy and positive work and doing great things in the community to build your community up. So to hear him say that they don't want to let you out, that is a fair and very warning that people should take heed to, because it's easy to go in, but it's hard to come out.
Absolutely. Just to be clear, everyone, a lot of brothers, Brother Samir, you can also, a lot of brothers in institutions know me as Minhaj, M-I-N-H-A-J. They don't know me as Malai. They don't know me as Derek. They know me as Minhaj. So, you know, only the old heads know me as Malai.
mm-hmm.
So
right.
that just tell you, you know, my age a little bit. But Minhaj is what many brothers, you spell that, with M-I-N-H-A-J, okay? But
we also have Brother Infinite that, you know, came out to the game yesterday.
Oh.
Line,
okay.
And give some feedback of how his night was.
Oh, yeah.
Brother F?
Come on.
Brother
come on, F?
Yeah. But if you press one, Jay Sean could bring him on.
Hey.
Yeah, press one. Brother F, can you press one for us? Jay Sean, do you got him?
Hello?
Oh, he was dead, but somebody
Hello?
Else.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, who's speaking? Peace.
This is Deja. I'm OJ's niece.
Okay,
hey,
peace, Deja.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So Deja is the niece of OJ, which is one of our founders as well.
Go ahead,
wow, okay.
Piggyback off the youth and the incarceration, I've had a few friends that have been incarcerated and some that are still in there. And it's like I tell them anytime they either they're coming out or they're still in there, and you know how you can sometimes communicate through it. I tell them, like, you know, get out. There's nothing out here for you except working, honestly. Like, you want to get out of Richmond, get out of somewhere that you get out that environment that puts you in.
Right.
You want to get away from the friends that you thought were your friends but never had your back. Some of them actually testified against them, you know, and I just I sometimes worry about the male friends that I have because I know the lifestyle and the environment they're around. And I hope to see them, and I know for a fact they have so much potential that they can come out of the environment and the neighborhoods that they're in, and the bad energy, the negative, and like anything that's trying to bring them down. I know they can get through it, but they feel as though because of the way that they were raised or what they were around, that's what they're used to. So they have to live up to that.
Right.
And I tell them all the time, you don't. You can be different. There's a lot of people in Richmond that have made it out. You know, they don't use the fact that where they're from, that's how they come up, basically. And it's sad that a lot of the gun violence and everything that's happening now is due to like 15-year-olds and maybe even 18-year-olds, and it's just like you're throwing your life away for what?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Sister Asia, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Is it Deja or is Deja or Asia?
Deja with a D.
Okay. Okay, Sister Deja. You know, I want to give a salute to my brother, Inalahi wa Inalahi Rajiun, my brother Jawad. You know, he used to always, and he had a program. Also, he was in there with us, and he passed away not too long ago. But he's the founder of one of Richmond with Paul Taylor in their Richmond Night Games basketball mm-hmm. tournament. But he used to always
yeah.
talk to the youth about macho bravado. See, what people don't understand, and I'm going to try to be quick with this, is that the methodology of psychological nurturing that most African-American men are raised from is aggressive. So where
yeah.
our plight a lot of times is dictated through that aggression that we've been raised up through the grooming of slavery. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people are not maybe be familiar, but they think it's like a myth of the Willie Lynch methodology. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
as slaves, we were, and many of you are too young to remember. It's a movie called Mandingo. They made a movie along,
mm-hmm.
and I want you guys to look it up. It's called Mandingo. People who are the 70s or the 60s babies, they know about this movie. And Mandingo really was a portrayal of a man of slavery who was groomed to be strong and combative, and he would go around and just, you know, they would mate him with all the different women, and he would, you know, show this aggression all the time. You see what I'm saying? And this is like what a lot of our youth, they think manhood comes from going into the penitentiaries or going into the juvenile system. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of times when our youth come, like, we all know it, when our youth or anyone comes from the juvenile system, right away they're met with this hurrah, like, oh, yeah, you shining, bro. You looking good, yo. You can really kill the ladies, though. You know, so a lot of guys, when they get, they see the youngest, they see this type of attention being given, they, too, want that attention. You see what I'm saying? Because they want to be accepted by their peers. So then they start to emulate and mimic this bravado, you know, in their behavior. You see what I'm saying? As you will hear a lot of times, which we don't even realize subconsciously, when we're dating women, like brothers will say things like, man, I can't wait to hit that and smash that. You know what I'm saying? Right away, all the way, we're perpetuating aggressive nature, and we don't even realize it subliminally, just in our language towards the women that we claim we love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or that we should be honoring, you know? And so this is, you know, that's a great point that you pointed out, and thank you for that. You know what I'm saying? And thank you for joining us tonight. And I'm sure your uncle is very proud of you right now. You know, so yeah, thanks a lot, Deja. So is there anything, let me ask you, Deja, how does it impact you being away from your uncle right now?
Ah, man, I really miss my uncle. I really do. I enjoy the phone calls and everything and the visits, but it's just not the same as actually seeing you and being able to come over the house one day and you be there, or the family reunions. Like, he calls, but it's just like, it's not the same as you physically being here. Like, I miss my uncle
wow.
so much.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
it's
so long.
Yeah. That's
real. And I'm counting it along with him.
Alhamdulillah. Well, inshallah,
yeah.
sister, we pray for OJ. Uh-oh, we got another call, y'all. We got 5 minutes, y'all. Who's calling?
Definitely the law.
Peace.
Yeah,
we finally made it. Well, that's
bro,
beautiful.
I'm trying to get it done. I'm trying to follow through.
You right.
How y'all brothers doing tonight?
You right in time.
Peace, family.
You right in time to take us out. It is. We got 5 minutes. Brother, can you give us in 3 minutes, like, can you just talk to us about some of the wonderful things that you're doing and people can know a little more about you real quick?
Well, yeah, like I said, I am now newly minted. liaison of governmental and community interactions for community unit action and all the other things. But there was something that happened yesterday that I wanted to really speak about versus speaking about myself. And
okay, come on,
that
brother.
Was being able to take my little guy. I got a little mentee that I deal with, little brother named Reggie Jackson, 15 years old. And I was able to take him to the ball game with his godmother. You know, because thanks for, you know, freedom over everything, we was able to take advantage of that opportunity on family night, you know. And it really was, it was wonderful to be with some of my comrades, brothers I did time with, out there doing the right thing, they're mentoring, like my brother Hassan Shabazz, my brother Eddie Seven Sims, you know, along with myself and Sister Krista, Lynetta Thompson, you know, we was out there with the kids, and the kids were enjoying themselves just as much as we were. But it showed me how important, I already knew how important it is to really nurture our children, you know, because I once was a child. So, but what it showed me in that moment was how powerful it is when we come together, you know what I mean, the common cause. And it's like, the sister gave a call out, and she thought about me and put me in the middle. And I have a brother that I'm dealing with because I'm trying to do my duty, too, with the youth. And Reggie really loved it, man. He loved the experience, and now he want to know more about what I do on this side of the table, you know, the advocacy, because his father is doing time, too, with a number that is ridiculous under the new law. So that's one thing that I wanted to give a shout-out to, and to encourage brothers behind the walls, outside, sisters as well, that we need to come together. Because this is a saying that I got from the brother Shaquille Ali, which is, when fighters unite, they can take down a lion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that for these issues that affect our communities, from criminal justice reform to hunger to education, we all work together collaboratively, no big eyed little use. We can solve
those issues
because we don't need anybody
but
ourselves. And that's what I wanted to express.
Alhamdulillah. Well, thank you, brother, for sharing that. People, we only got two minutes, so we have to close. I'm so grateful for our guest today, our brother Hassan Shabazz, our brother Infinite, our brother Samir for calling in, our sister Deja for calling in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, making the family whole again. You know, loving each other, supporting each other. You know what I'm saying? Till the war is won. And we have to continue this changing this narrative, man, and holding each other down. But holding each other down so that we can hold each other up. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we
got
to do. You know, my
that's
sister,
right,
Krista, man. I'm going to let you say a little something. We got a minute left, Krista. Is there anything you want to say, sis?
I just want to thank everybody that was able to come out, because I believe, you know, making time is one thing, but having quality time is valuable. That's what's valuable for these children. Quality time, just that they know that you took time out to do something for them. It's not all about, you know, showing off the kids one thing that they would take away from it is that you took your time to make sure that they had an awesome time. So that is going to take them even longer.
Alhamdulillah. So everyone, thanks again for joining us tonight. Jay Sean, you want to give a shout out real quick?
Yes.
You know, everybody just be safe. You know,
okay.
The COVID numbers out there. I don't know what's going on, but that man-made thing, but it's dangerous. Be safe.
Yes, sir. And that's on a very serious note. What a wonderful way to end the night, reminding everybody. Listen, I love you all. Thank you all for your support. Community United Focus, Cuffs, and Freedom Over Everything. Folks, we thank you all for your support and for your ever undying prayers for us, because we're doing it. We're doing it only because of the Lord giving us the breath to breathe to do it, and with the strength and support and love of you all.
And we're here to motivate you and assist you as well in any way that we can. With that, with everyone, we ask that you have a safe night. Join us again next week at 7 p.m. sharp. 7 p.m. sharp on Sunday. Tell somebody. Invite somebody. Give a call. Give a good word. We love you all. We're here. You know? And join us, and we'll see you all next week, okay? Assalamu alaikum. Peace.
Live so long. Peace.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.